Welcome to Frontiers, Defending Our Freedom and Faith, brought to you by the Greater Syracuse Association of Evangelicals. My name is Dr. Bruce Jones, President. Well, again, we're welcoming Tom Minery from Focus on the Family to be with us. He's the author of the book, Why You Can't Stay Silent, A Biblical Mandate to Shape Our Culture. And we're delighted to finish a three-part series on this topic. And today, we want to talk about persecution. Persecution, well, we hear about that in the Bible. We know that happened in the early church age. We see it happening around the world. But in America, I don't think the American public knows how much persecution goes on. Tom, tell us what you might say about persecution and give us an example of what you're seeing happen today.
In New Mexico recently, a photographer was hired to take pictures for a wedding. When the photographer, a dedicated Christian person, went to the scene and interviewed the couple and found out that this was not exactly a wedding. It was a lesbian commitment ceremony. The photographer politely backed out, said that morally she could not take that assignment. She referred the couple to another photographer or two who would more likely take on that assignment. The lesbian couple decided to sue under the state's discrimination law. State authorities assessed a fine against the photographer for violating this state discrimination law, and an organization that defends religious liberty in the courts, the Alliance Defense Fund, took up the cause of that photographer and is defending that photographer in court. Now, many cases like that exist around the country. Typically, it would be a street sidewalk preacher who wants to preach the gospel at a demonstration in which there are gay activists, perhaps a gay rights parade. Very frequently, the police will not allow that and will arrest such a person, and those cases get into court. Fortunately, we are still able to defend a number of these situations in court just by showing up, but it's vigorous defense that's now called for, and I personally am on the board of the Alliance Defense Fund and work very hard to see that that organization grows and prospers and can take on these cases. But what I see overall is that people who will stand for their religious liberties can prevail yet in court many times, but it must be the case that they're willing to get into court, willing to defend their liberties, or those liberties will be lost.
Well, I'm very thankful for many organizations, the Alliance Defend Fund, Pacific Justice, and others who work with Proposition 8 in California. We're very grateful that these organizations exist. Now, we had a National Day of Prayer here every year, and 2 years ago, the undersheriff of our particular county prayed at the meeting. He was dressed in his uniform. He led us in the colors. And the Americans for Separation of Church and State came along and wanted to threaten him, intimidate him, tell him they're going to take him to court. He was advised by the Alliance to Fund that he didn't need to do that. He didn't have to worry about that. It was a threat. So you not only have the possibility of court, you have threat and intimidation lots of times, which sometimes is carried through and sometimes it's not. What do you think in closing these 3 weeks of time together, Tom, you want to say to Christians about their responsibility to stand up and not be silent in our culture?
Well, they just have that responsibility. If Christian freedom is going to be preserved, it must be defended. And those who have opportunity to defend them in public, in court, must have the courage to do that. Because every time an issue like this is turned away from, every time someone decides not to defend it in court, then religious freedom suffers one little bit at a time.
Well, I think we come back to the scriptures that says we need to speak the truth in love. We need to be salt and light in our community. And I fear, Tom, that we're getting more and more persecution, more and more hostility, and it's going to have to begin to cost people to be Christians active in the world in which they live. Thank you so much for your book, and thank you so much for your time. Have a good day.
You're very welcome.
Join us next week at the Frontier, where our freedoms and faith are being attacked.
Thank you for listening. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of GSAE or the Mars Hill Network.